San Francisco and several surrounding counties released shelter-in-place orders this Monday, directing people to stay inside and away from others for at least the next 3 weeks. But the tens of thousands of unhoused people in the Bay Area cannot follow these safety guidelines because they do not have shelter. The San Francisco chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America passed out around 100 tents and supplies in San Francisco today to aid its unhoused population.
The city's response to the unhoused community during the pandemic has been abysmal. Their recommendations are really insulting. Like, they suggest people wash their hands, but they don't provide enough places to do it. And they recommend that people find shelter. But, you know, as of Thursday, there were 830 people on the shelter wait list in San Francisco. Meanwhile, there are plenty of hotel rooms and apartments sitting empty. The city recommends that people sleep one to a tent for social distancing purposes. But, you know, as I mentioned, SFPD and the Department of Public Works have been stealing tents and other supplies in sweeps for years. So what we're hearing from people is that they're facing new challenges during this outbreak.
That's Harvey Williams with the SF chapter of the DSA. The Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing has advised unhoused people to maintain at least 6 feet of distance between tents, with no more than one person per tent. But in a live stream on their Twitter today, SFDSA said that despite these orders, the city has continued to conduct sweeps of homeless encampments.
Public health experts, as reported by the SF Public Press, have said that sweeps are irresponsible to do in the midst of this crisis because, you know, having people shuffle around, having them without shelter is going to expose more people to the disease. As far as I can tell, there are still sweeps happening, and we're seeing some of these resolved with moved along, so people were told to leave. We're seeing some of them resolved with encampment cleared, which, again, public health experts are saying is irresponsible at this time.
The city has begun putting unhoused people who are exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19 into vacant hotel rooms. According to Williams, they're attempting to secure 500 units by this weekend, but are working with the hotel council to add around 2,000 more. Even if those units are secured, more than 70% of San Francisco's unhoused population will remain unsheltered. The DSA and a number of supportive housing services have endorsed a 7-step plan to address the needs of unhoused people and those at risk of experiencing homelessness during the pandemic. Here's Williams explaining some of those demands.
The first step is to house every single homeless person in a vacant unit now. We have more than enough units to do that. Our second demand is to stop the sweeps. Number three is to provide support to those sheltering in place outside. That includes getting them tents right away, hygiene stations so they can wash their hands. Number four is to protect people in shelters by deconcentrating and stabilizing them. Number six is to prevent homelessness, ban all evictions, and suspend all rent. And finally, we want to create clear guidelines for homeless people from the Department of Public Health. General rules really don't help. Like, what does it mean to stay at home for an unhoused person?
You can see the full list of demands on the DSA SF Twitter. That's at DSA_SF. You can also visit dsasf.org/tents to learn more and to contribute to their fundraiser. For KPFA, I'm Ren Farrell.